Welcome back. We're here from Melbourne Airport, long-term car park, $99 for 7 days. It's even cheaper if you book online. It's a great pleasure to have Gilbert McAdam in the studio with us, who I've known for a long time, who Tim is now working with. He's one of the great men, and in Sir Doug Nicholls' round, his story needs to be told as much as anything else. To help educate us and also to put a smile on our face. Go, Gil.
Good morning, Gaz. Good to be here, brother, and good to see you. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know.
When you go back a long way, the old AFL days, working there with the AFL.
How's he looking, Gilly?
He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed.
A few kilos on.
Gil. Well, why haven't you got grey hairs? Because I'm grey, and me and you must be similar age. What do you dye your hair?
No, I do not dye my hair.
Is that real?
I think so.
I don't reckon it's real.
I reckon you're onto something.
We're the same age, Gaz. Come on.
How did Daddy Frawley describe your hair?
Oh, Denny, if you're listening, you pube head.
That's what he used to say to you. You and I, Danny and Gavin Brown, worked for a long time together. That was great fun. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yeah, it was brilliant. And even Benny Gale, remember Benny Gale was there as well?
We had Roosie, Benny Gale. We used to have all the big guns come through.
You guys used to make me laugh. And I used to say to Spud, I said, oh, it's like watching Sesame Street here.
Hey, Gilly, last week I was talking to you on the boundary line. We're talking about where you started your footy career and all that type of thing. Yep. Your story is fascinating because you grew up in Alice.
Yes.
You came to Adelaide or you went down to Adelaide when you were 14 years of age?
I was 14, Timmy. I was born and bred in Alice Springs.
Yeah.
And when I was 14, I got recruited by the North Adelaide Footy Club.
14?
14 I was, and I didn't sign it. Mum and Dad had to sign it. I signed a 2-year contract.
Right.
They paid for my schooling, and I got boarded out. They paid for my boarders to keep me there every month, and I was getting pocket money as well. Would you believe it? At the age of 14, it's quite incredible, Tim, when I look back on it. And
did you have to think about whether you were going to go? Like, that's a big, you know, 14 years of age leaving Mum and Dad.
That was massive. That was massive. But you know, when you're young and. Look, I just wanted an opportunity to go, and you know, at the start, I was like, "Yeah, I want to go, Mum and Dad." But as soon as I got to Adelaide, and then you're not at home, you know, it sinks in a bit. Don't worry. And I used to ring on the old landlines all the time every Sunday. I think it was the cheapest day on the Sunday if you rang on the landline. And then I used to ring every Sunday and talk for about an hour and a half. Oh, I want to come home and cry and all that sort of stuff. But
what did your mum and dad say at that time?
Well, Timmy, I was grateful because I had some beautiful parents, very strong parents and very work ethic parents. And Mum and Dad always used to say, "No, you're not coming home, you stay there." They never had an education, Timmy, and that's what they did. And they always said to my brothers and sisters, "You's are going to school and you's are going to get yourself a good job."
Because your dad was, he worked on the cattle station, yeah?
He was a cattleman, Gaz, and he was a hard man, mate. I'll tell you, he's one of the hardest men. You talk about coaches.
Yep.
My father was harder than coaches, and he was. He used to run cattle stations. So when we grew up like we was on stock camps, and we knew right from wrong. Don't worry about that. But look, I'm grateful for having been privileged to have parents like that, because you know when you're a parent and some kids don't have the opportunity to have, you know what I mean. And I'm grateful for my mum and dad, and for the type of person I am today, I owe them a lot.
Did your dad want you to be a VFL or an AFL player of football? Is that what he thought that you should be pursuing?
Well, he said to me, "You're not going to be a horseman like me. You're not going to work from sun up till sun down. You get an education, you get yourself a good job, and pen and paper job or whatever it was, you know." And he just wanted an opportunity for us, Tim, because they didn't go to school. They didn't have the opportunity. And great thinking on their behalf. And,
Mum and Dad must have been so proud of what you and your brothers achieved, though.
Oh, absolutely. And, look, to put it into perspective, before I went to North Adelaide, Greg got recruited at the same time too. And Greg was only 14 or something ridiculous like that as well. So if it wasn't for Greg McAdam, my older brother, he started the ball. He started the rolling. And then all of a sudden, I was playing in a primary school carnival, you know, the under-12 Australian Championships. That's where it all started.
Yeah. Right.
And then they watched me, and then at the age of 14, they said, "Oh, we'll go and get him." And that's what happened to me.
So how much later did you end up at the Saints? How did that all come about?
Oh, well, I played junior footy in Adelaide right up until till 17. And then so obviously went to school and did my year 12 and all that sort of stuff. So when I finished that, and then I – Then for some stupid reason, I just left it all. I just chucked it all in.
Did you?
And I went back home to Alice Springs.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, a year and a half ago, I thought, I've got to go back because I knew I was good enough.
Yeah. Were you getting into trouble back there, or did you just feel like you had unfinished business?
No, after being in, you remember I left when I was 14.
Yeah.
And then when I was 17, 18, or 17, I decided I just wanted to go back home, Tim.
Yeah.
Maybe I just got homesick. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Because
that's understandable. You've been away for 3 years. You're only a young man.
Exactly, and that's what happened. Because now that I look back in hindsight, that's probably what I felt at the time. But lucky I was smart enough to say, I've got to get out of there again.
And then where'd you go?
Well, I actually played at Claremont in the Waffle a few games.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. That was about 87 or something.
No,
86, 1986.
You set the world on fire there, did you?
Oh, well, I played the first four games in the Waffle under Graham Moss in the seniors.
Yeah.
And then you know what I did? I just jumped on a bus and took off and went back to Alice Springs. And they didn't know where the hell I was.
Did you not let anyone know you were
going? No, I didn't let them know, Timmy. I just jumped on the bus and took off.
That's a long bus ride.
Mate, I had to go all the way to Darwin and then come back down again. It took me like 3 days. And then when I got back to Alice, then mob said to me, Graham Moss is in Alice Springs. So he was there when I got back.
He obviously didn't take the bus.
No, and he jumped on a plane. He tried to talk me out of it, and I said, I'm not going back to Perth.
Why didn't you like Perth? Why didn't you like that experience?
I just didn't like it.
Didn't feel right?
Didn't feel right, Tim. Mm. And
so how did you then get to St Kilda?
Well, that's funny you say that because then I thought to myself...
Not on the bus. Tell me you didn't go back
No,
on the
I didn't
bus.
Go on the bus this time. I actually had a HZ253 panel down. with a yellow Tura head. But, I just thought to myself, look, this is my last... It was actually Greg that said it. He said, you better go back and have another crack before it's too late.
The older brother.
Yeah. And because I was 20... Nearly turning 21.
Still a young man.
Yeah, I know. And he said, you better go back because it's your last chance. And then lucky he said that to me. And I went back and I went straight to Central Districts. In my first year, Gaz, I come run up into McGarry in my first year.
Really?
How old were you then?
I was 20, 21. God. 20, 20.
Why didn't you win it?
Well, I won it the year after. So I should have won two, brother.
So how many years did you say it's Central's for?
I only stayed there for about 3 years.
3 years?
And then I got drafted by Saints.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold it right there because we're going to break away. The St Kilda days are coming up. The love coming through for you on our text message, Gilly, is unbelievable and not surprising. So after this break, the St Kilda days, the Mangrook footy show, and what the Sir Doug Nicholls round means to you. Gilbert McAdam is with us. Jump on the AEG Power Tools open line at any time, the mark of a tradesman. I wish everyone had the opportunity to do what we're doing, Tim, and that is sit down, have a chat with a man that knows more about the challenges of the, well, not only Indigenous footballers, but life. I've learnt more in the last 8 minutes than I have, and I think I'm educated because we've had to be over the journey, but having you here, Gilly, has opened our eyes again. It's been fantastic, and the people here are loving it.
Yeah, no, look, like we said, a few stuff off air that I probably can't say on air, but... Yeah, no, it's very unique from where I come from, and in terms of my culture, it's a wonderful story, Gaz and Tim, and I said, one day I'll write a book.
Write a book,
and I'll probably do a documentary, but we'll wait for that a bit later on.
It's a great insight, like the stories that we've been talking about for people, obviously, who weren't part of that conversation, just about where Gilly's come from and the two worlds that you've had to try and navigate. You're like the Indigenous world and the white fellas world, all that type of thing, and what has been required of you to be able to do that. We just need to get to the St Kilda story, though.
Yes.
How did
yes.
you get to the Saints?
Well, I got drafted after I won the McGarry medal. I got drafted, so that's obviously in... And I got drafted in 1989.
Yep.
But I didn't come to St Kilda till 91.
That's right.
So...
Can you remember how many touches you had in your first game for St Kilda? How many disposals you had?
I think it was about 30-something. If I remember rightly.
32 you had.
Yeah, I knew
your
it was,
first game
I knew it was
30-something.
I didn't
know. Hey, they thought they'd found something special.
The St Kilda faithful would have gone crazy after that.
Yeah, and I was...
Saints Disco up there after the game.
Oh, yeah, no, Timmy, I went there a few times. But you know what? Remember the old Panasonic Cups or whatever they called them?
Yeah.
That was my first game.
Was it?
Against the Eagles, and I kicked 5.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you bring that up, Tim?
Oh, well, that's why I thought I'd bring it up, Gaz.
What was it like sharing a locker room with some big personalities, Plugger and Spud. And
yeah, good
was
point.
Was Greg Burns there? Was he there?
No, Burnsy wasn't there. But, no, look, when I first got drafted, because when I was getting drafted, just about every club spoke to me.
Yep.
I wanted to go to Carlton or Collingwood because they were the big clubs. And then I thought, oh, I hope I don't get picked up by a low team, because I didn't want to come to a bottom team.
Yeah.
And then when it was St Kilda, I thought, oh, wow, Nicky Winmar, Tony Lockett. Oh, right. So I was like, oh, Plugger, how good's this going to be playing with Plugger? I'll hit him on the chest a few times, you know, I'm thinking like that. So I was like, oh, yeah, no worries. So I was excited. I was really happy. I was happy to be drafted by Saints, and because they were on the up as well, Timmy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, yeah, this is a good time to go there.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, we had the legend Robert Harvey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had Nathan Burke. We had Stu Lowe, centre-half forward. Mate, I'll tell you what, we had a good side. And we should have got in a grand final, I honestly believe.
I blame Spud for that.
Well, I don't know if it was Spud, but... No, I blame the AFL for it because we finished third one year and you didn't get the double chance.
That's right.
And then the following year they changed the rules. So if they would have had that rule when we finished third, we might have had that double chance because we lost to Geelong. They kicked something like... That's when Billy kicked 9 one end and Plugger kicked 9 at the other end. It was an unbelievable game.
Gil, anyway. We're at the 8 o'clock news. Can you come back another time? And we need to keep talking about
this. Brother, of course I will. You get me back and I'll come back.
I love it. Thanks for coming in today,
it's
mate.
It's been a pleasure, eh? And it's good to see you, brother.
Great to see you,
I haven't seen you for
friend.
A long time. And Timmy, I'll see you on the boundary.